The reason why I decided to start this service is because I am one of those people who is often described as very strong, outgoing, friendly, helpful, happy-go-lucky, to the extent that people often say that I'm doing too much. I always have the ability to show up in people's life and make their lives go really, really far. And I have come into people's lives when they just started or when they had nothing or when they didn't even know that they were going to be who they were going to be, and was able to support them in a major way while they became successful and whatever it was that they were doing, growing their following, purchasing property, growing their business, getting $500,000 a year before you weren't even in this industry. I have been an encouragement, an instrument, a motivation. People often tell me, it is so great the things that you said. And because you said this thing, I did this. And I just really appreciate how you showed up all the time. And I know for a fact that the things that I did were instrumental to growth in their life. However, when it comes to me personally, I've been blessed with people who can put money on certain situations for me. Not enough, like I don't have like a rich uncle or a rich aunt or rich mom and dad or grandma or anything like that. But I have people who I can be on the phone with and say, this just happened. And they say, well, how much is it? Don't worry about it. I got it. It's not like $5,000. Like I said, I don't have rich aunties or anything like that. But if it's a couple dollars, you know, I got people who got my back. And that's cool. But as far as someone who really comes into my life and says something that's so profound, like I'm going to be a different person, or that's really going to change me or bring me from this point in my life to this massive change in my life, I haven't had that luxury. I have been low-key in the background pushing so many people forward, but at the same time, I've always had my own goal and I've always had my own dream. But there was no one low-key in the background for me making sure that I did what I needed to do in order for me to be successful, showing up in my life when I needed them to show up in my life in their capacity. So if you were, and I mean like in any capacity, you could be any type of thing. I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to name drop or make anybody feel any kind of way. But we're not talking about, I'm talking about any kind of relationship at all. Any kind of relationship at all. If you show up in someone's life the way that you should, their life will be elevated and their life will be changed. However, if you show up in someone's life and they're serving you more than you're serving them, there's going to be a disparity. And you're going to reach somewhere, but they're not going to reach anywhere. Yes, people have to take the accountability for themselves. And here we are. I am one of those kind of people who are better off accountable to someone else than I am to myself. I have zero discipline and I have zero accountability to myself. And because I'm showing up in everybody else's life whenever they need me to, no one is going to come to me and say, well, what are you doing for yourself? Or who's showing up in your life to make sure that your goals and objectives are getting done? Because that's not something that I get. And I know that there are more people in the world like me. And I'm one of those people who often say, I need a me in my life. I don't have someone like me. There's no one who I can call and say, it's hard to explain. It's hard to explain what I do. But I often get like, it's just hard to explain. But I will say this. The people who I have in my life play their role to the best of their ability. Like, the people who I have in my, I literally have two people in my life now. Like, there's two people who I call on and say, who I would call and say, this is what I'm going through. And I don't call anybody anymore. Like, I don't call, there's no one, there's not a weekly phone call that I give out that says, hey, this is what I'm going through. I'm not going through, or let me say, I'm not discussing what I'm going through. My issues are no longer the big thing. My goal is my big focus now. I'm hyper-focused on my goals because I've been put in the position to be hyper-focused on my goals. Number one, no one else is. I have been able to come into people's lives and inspire them. And when I say little stuff like, so this is what I need. If I need, like, if people are going to be in my life, like, I need someone who's going to hold me accountable and discipline me. Like, I need some discipline. And calling me and asking me what my plans are is not discipline. And I don't feel like that's holding me accountable. I feel like that's giving me more pressure because I don't know what I have going on. I can tell you what other people have got going on in their life, but in my own personal life, it's just so much going on. I have such big goals and I want so much out of life that I don't know where to start. And again, I know there are people like me. So moving on. A little, I also do a lot of introspection, and that has caused me to find out things about myself, such as my personality type. I've done my birth chart to see, you know, how my life cycles are set up, as well as signs of attention deficit hypertension, ADHD, that one. And as the older I get and the more research I do and the more introspection I do, because I am an introvert, that is my personality type is INTJ, so it's rare type, and then I'm a female, and that makes it even more rare. And I have the luxury of being a Virgo within the sun, like my rising is a Virgo, and then my moon is a Cancer. And then, like, my other thing is a Sagittarius. So everything about me is just like a literally, I'm a huge walking contradiction, because as people see me, I am like a Sagittarius. I'm outgoing. I say crazy things. I'm fun. My communication house is Aquarius. And for me, I really had to know these things because I didn't understand. I just didn't understand certain things about myself. Like, how is me, like someone who doesn't, I don't really like humanity. I don't really like people very much because Adam and Eve, simple things like that. Like, and for me, that's the INTJ. Like, that's the mastermind. That's the big global picture. Like, if you had just done what you needed to do, we would all be straight, but you didn't. So, like, those are the type of problems that I deal with. I am really not concerned about, you know, gender, sex, creed, and all that type of stuff. I'm talking about basic moral code. Like, why couldn't you just do what you needed to do? Now here we all are suffering. And then the way my attention deficit is set up, I can't focus, which means I really can't achieve my goals because goals require focus. I can plan out my whole life, and I literally have. And I mean I can tell you down to the minute, like if you ask me, what should you be doing on this day at this time? I can tell you according to my schedule, this is what I should be doing because I literally have it mapped out so that I can be successful. But the way my attention deficit is set up, the way my brain works is really what I say, because I haven't been diagnosed with ADHD and I don't want to be like labeling myself and people like, oh, you're just trying to get attention. It's like, so what? So what if I want attention? That's my business, number one. And number two, if I wanted attention, I would probably put it on a different label. Like, I'm the flyest ever. I'm the smartest. I'm the wisest. I have the best memory. Like, I would put a totally different label on it. Like, but I do need to warn people, when you come into my life, these are the type of things that could occur. I'm working on them. I am aware of them. I don't want you to think that this is something that I'm just doing to you, or this is something that I'm doing because I'm totally inconsiderate. This is just literally the way my brain works. I need glasses. I haven't figured out the right pair of glasses yet for my brain. It's a simile or a metaphor. I gotta figure out, you know, how to use those two, because I use that a lot. Either way, I was listening to this doctor, and this is how I figured out for real that it, because I used to always say the way my brain is set up, the way my brain works, because I can feel it not doing what it needs to do. I can feel it breaking. Like, it's a feeling. Like, when people are trying to see something and they can't see it and it's blurry, that's how it is for me to live every day. And saying it right now literally makes me want to cry, because I have so many great things that I want to do, but I can't see straight. And I'm trying to ask people for help, and everybody keeps telling me that I need to help myself. And it's like, well, oh, okay. I guess. Where do you go from there? And I'm going to put this on my podcast, but I'm going to try to do a short video for my Instagram, because this is really for marketing purposes. The reason why I started this here voice note, because I was listening to my coach, whose class I did buy. I bought a whole bundle of information, and it was, you, people are going to buy your story more than the product or whatever. So for me, it's hard to explain, because A, I never did get diagnosed. Outside of like taking all the tests online and reading all the books and reading the stories and identifying it, like, and this is for me, I borderline for like, this is like homosexuality. Like, when you identify with something, when you know something is different about you, you really don't need to go to the doctor and have them tell you. Like, I don't think everybody who's gay went to the doctor and decided that they were gay. They just decided that they decided they needed to come out and say that this is what's different about me. And I guess this is me coming out. And so that is why I created this service, because I know that the way my brain works is different, and I didn't never need anybody to tell me. I always knew. I'm really good at certain things. I'm not saying that I'm like totally incapable, and that's the problem. Because I'm so good at certain things and I'm very articulate, people misconstrue that as me having my life together, and it's like, this is the total opposite of what it is. It's like those girls who do really good makeup, but it's because they have OCD. And this is the one thing in their life that they can like really control. This isn't all girls who are really good at makeup, but this is for that population of girls. Or this is like the people who are comedians, but that's because they're massively depressed and they love to make other people laugh. Like, I project togetherness onto the world, because the way my brain is set up, it's like a dump. Like, and some parts of it are smelly. And then, you know, I have my recycling facility. And, you know, there's a main office and that is really clean and it's sterile. But it's like managing a dump. Whereas I would rather be managing a resort or not managing anything, just living my life. Like, I just want to be able to function. And I know that I'm not the only one. Like, I know that I'm not the only person who just wants to be able to function. I just want to be able to live. And I just want to be able to see straight the way that other people do. And it's real stuff. Like, it's really crazy. Like, can you imagine trying to drive, but you can't see? Can you imagine how terrifying that is? Like, having to walk around every day and you just can't see straight. And everyone is looking at you like you have 20/20 vision. So my son came in to show me that the phone was dead. And then that's another thing. Like, I have 4 children. I literally don't have a choice but to make it work. Because I don't want my children to suffer because the way my brain is set up. I don't want my children to not be able to organize their drawers or plan out their day or make good, healthy decisions. I don't want them to be a mess, you know? And my girls seem like they're okay. So far, so good. And, you know, who knows? Who knows how everyone is going to pan out? I can see a lot of my ways in my boys, though. That's like, oh, gosh. But because I acknowledge what's going on with me, and I took the time to do the research, like I say it all the time, like, I know everything is going to be fine because I've done the freaking work. Like, and to be honest with you, a part of me is grateful, but then another part of me feels like everyone is really just creating this monster. Because one thing that people always tell me is that I wasn't clear about things. Well, you weren't clear. Well, you didn't say this. Well, you didn't say that. So I try my very best to be very clear. That's why I speak very clearly when I'm trying to make a point. That's why I choose my words wisely when I'm serious. That's why I say I'm serious. When I look, I can't imagine being any more clear than me, because I'm so disgusted and it makes me so sick when people feel like they can do me some kind of way because I wasn't clear. First of all, let's be clear about one thing. Once you reach maturity and adulthood, no one should have to tell you how to treat another human being, because you just do people how you will want someone to do you. It's a super simple thing. I shouldn't have to tell you nothing. You should already know off rip, because you're an adult, you're grown, and you know that you just should treat people the way you want to be treated. Why should I have to be clear? So let's just be clear about that. But having said that, people like to tell me that I wasn't clear about stuff. So now I'm going to be even more clear, and I'm not asking nobody for help. Well, I will take the courses and take classes and stuff like that. But as far as like asking another individual, like if I'm not paying people to help me, I'm never going to ask people for help. And ironically, that is literally why I decided that people are going to pay me for help. However, this is going to be not this is going to be real stuff. Like this, I'm really showing you how to be a better person, how to really get your personal life together. This isn't about like how to make money and like, cause anybody can teach you how to make money. And then a lot of that has to do with mindset. A lot of it has to do with like, is it you making money or do you just not know how to save money? Do you spend money on ridiculous things that you have no business spending money on? Is that what it is? But for me, this is support for people whose brains are shaped different and they know they need help and they need special kind of help. I don't need drugs. Like, I don't need Adderall. I don't. What would be nice is if someone who was really invested in my goals, me meeting my goals, not, and I guess, and that's the reason why I'm having a hard time with the, well, no, I guess I need like a business coach or something like that. But whatever it is, like I said, I'm going to find it and I'll pay somebody to help me get like my business together. But my service in particular is helping people who know that they are different, whether they were diagnosed or they're not diagnosed, but who know that they need specialized support. Like I literally need a DSP. I need direct support professional. But my insurance won't cover it. And that is also why I'm going to keep my prices where they are. Because like my one thing I learned from my mother is there's a niche for everybody. My mom was making a ton of money doing bankruptcies and divorces for low and no income people. She charged $375 for a divorce or a bankruptcy when attorneys were charging you $1,000 retainer fee, hundreds of dollars per hour. And so everybody who was low or no income were able to get their services. People who are no income, what she would do is she would have them do like the poor person filing fee for the divorce. So they wouldn't have to pay the $375 filing fee. They would just have to pay her $375 to do the work. She was a paralegal. Eventually, we'll talk about that later. If anybody ever asks me about it, we can get into it. But yeah, she's no longer with us and no longer working. But yeah, so that's what I learned from my mom. People who, just because they have low or no income, doesn't mean that they don't want or don't deserve to be offered help. Real help, not, it's specialized help. And so that will be the next thing I discuss, the kind of people who I'm going to be helping. So this whole spiel was about why I decided to start doing this. And I decided to start doing this because I read a book called ADD Success Stories and realized that the way my brain was set up, and it is so funny because as I'm talking right now, I leaned over and I'm looking right at the book right now and I'm going to grab it because why not? But yeah, this book really let me know that, my brain, the way I'm set up, I need special help and I can't have everybody in my life doing the most. But yeah, so thanks for listening.